first, imagine saying about changing the covenant. You're saying that he is authorised to change the covenant.
Well, without checking the deed, yeah. I wouldn't be able to confirm either one. So okay. I need to check the deed to see if he's, if, whether he's in power to do that. Mm. And then we can further check to see whether the change of covenant has been registered with Land Registry, yeah. So whether it's been done down the correct paths. If it has, then there's very little that you can do to challenge that. If you've signed the legal document being the deed for the freeholders, okay. The chalet, then you've accepted the terms of that agreement by signing.
I never signed it.
Well, okay, you never signed it, but I did.
I paid the charge.
You paid the charge, but they would be liable.
She says there's not a lot of pay. Yeah. And I said to her, but it's principle, because if you put it up that much this year, what are we going to pay next year?
No, I don't understand.
Why are we having to pay for those that don't pay? I'm still friendly with Pam Thompson, but I'm with the account, because she made the fine.
You see, now look, you
know, for sure, can I use my account to pay for that?
Right.
But everything you would ever need is pretty much that paperwork.
I'd like to know, actually, about this thing. You know, you've got another company dealing with taking the defaulters to court, yeah?
Okay.
Like that's something we've been told about.
Yeah.
There will have to be, there's going to have to be something, that, I mean, obviously I'm up to date with mine. However, I know I'm not sent a receipt by Colton Property Management for the money I pay. I've never had.
No.
Which would be helpful. Because
if you enclose a stamped address envelope.
Okay, well, I'll do that next time. That's brilliant. Well, I don't send checks. Do I send a check? I think I probably do. Or did I pay it online? But you see, now, one of the issues there is that, say, for example, the court, the solicitors, who are they? K&D or something?
KDL,
that's right. Yeah. If they don't actually succeed in getting the money out of the defaulters, which is a third of people living at High Beach,
yeah.
That, as I said in my letter, that will send a message to all the other people who perhaps do pay.
Mm.
Can you see my point? They say, look, the solicitors have gone, have not managed to get the money out of these people, yeah. and therefore it will send a message to people thinking, hang on, if that's not been paid and solicitors have got involved and we still haven't made progress collecting money from the non-payers,
yeah.
It means that it will give an idea to the people,
and
yeah, and thinking, hang on, maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah,
I'm glad you see it that way.
They'll get the money.
They will. Okay. Well, I'm up to date with mine, because in actual fact, what happened was, I was discussing with my friend that I live with sometimes. She was in the caravan, actually, but she helps me pay sometimes. And it was something to do with what was it? See, I've got ME, you see, and my brain doesn't work properly. She said something about, I'd really like it if we could do something about that, Mark.
She sent a thing out saying that we'd be charged.
There's £50 for a letter and £10 administration fee. It can't cost that much to send out a letter. Is there any way what you might be able to do? A good suggestion would be to meet High Beach people somewhere between the two extremes. What you could do is instruct the solicitors, if I may suggest, is that, okay, collect the money and we make a fresh start. Once that's done. And then, please, let's negotiate the cost of sending letters out. You know, now, what I was going to say was, the reason why I paid my bill is because I discussed it with my friend, and we've been watching that thing, Don't Pay, Take It Well, on the television. You get sheriffs turning up, stripping your goods. Well, I actually formulated a plan, because it turns out that everything in the house that's of any value happens to be my friend's. And she's got bills for everything.
Yeah.
That she's receipts, okay? I only own the chalet.
Yeah.
And I don't own anything of value. So there's me thinking, should I go along with the non-payers or should I pay it? And I'm protected because I don't own a damn thing. And I know that they can't take your chalet off you. I'm sorry to say, but if it's not... I'm not so sure about that. I actually... Yeah, but that is only if you put up your property. You know, I look, I'm not saying you're a liar, but I need to check that out before I take it for gospel, okay?
You're more than welcome to, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
More than welcome to. I'm just...
okay.
giving you a bit of advice, they can.
And then what happens if the local authority has to rehouse the person, yeah? Obviously, that would happen. Yeah, of course they would, because of the making you homeless. So, okay, I'm going to the council saying, look, why is it that I can't get any information about covenants?
Yeah.
And they anticipate me, deep suspicion. What do I want to know about covenants for? There is no transparency in any of this. Why is it that I can't find out which department of the council is responsible for enforcing the covenant, because it is a council thing. It was set up between the council and the original owners of High Beach Shelley Park. Nothing at all. So there's us. Now, the other thing, of course, is that there are differences in the sense that, as you know, that there are individual freehold properties and freehold land, and Mr. Palmer owns some of the surrounding land and the access roads. So that throws into the mix entirely different stipulations and settings. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah, I do. No, I do appreciate that.
So, you know, we will all be looking at, so, you know, if this thing happens where KDO takes Kent, is there a chance that we can have a new agreement with Colton that suits in accordance to the 1985?
It depends what you're actually looking
for. Well, okay.
I mean, if you're looking to take that responsibility from Mr. Palmer, you would have to set up a legal company. As I say, that doesn't fully entitle you to the management and decision making skills, as Mr. Palmer will still be the head of that.
So we've got to somehow or another get rid of Mr. Palmer.
Unless
we are entitled to choose our own company, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you have to take it to the first tier tribunal.
The which tribunal?
First tier tribunal.
Mm-hmm.
To elect, have that elected and have that agreed with them. Absolutely, that's a possibility. Alternatively, you could look to enfranchise, in which case everybody buys into a part of share freehold from Mr. Palmer. If you get more than 50% of you can force that action.
And another thing is that one of my, when I was at college, that would be a nasty thing to do, but this is the kind of...
The purpose of
it. Well, yeah, but it will certainly throw things into the mix and make Mr. Rick Palmer realise that, you know, there are people out to destroy. Yeah? Well, of course. This is why I've gone and said, please don't do it, but then they just go ahead and do it anyway.
I don't know Mr. Palmer. I've never met Mr. Palmer, so I can't comment on the kind of person he is. But from what I'm hearing, I don't know if that would be a good idea.
Well, I've tried to stop it, I told you, but it might just happen. Because apparently there are people at the Shelley Park who haven't even received a covenant from Mr. Palmer, and they own the property, apparently. Yeah, I can't say who it is.
It has to be registered with Land Registry.
Well, I don't know. They told me they haven't got a covenant, so I'm offered to send them a copy of my one.
Yeah, I would get them, those owners that haven't received it, to check with Land Registry that the property is actually...
Take the scooter and I do this.
Maximal.